We're playing some European cities that I don't think we've ever been to before, so I think that should be fun.
The Walkmen named their latest album Lisbon after they fell in love with the Portuguese city. And when they tour behind the album, they're looking forward to seeing some other new places on the continent too. But they're also pretty attached to familiar things. For example, they've known each other since they were kids. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Corny O'Connell. All five members of the Walkmen grew up around Washington, D.C., and even went to the same high school. After years playing in overlapping bands in D.C. and then in New York City, they formed the Walkmen in 2000. The band's first album, Everyone Who Pretended to Like Me Is Gone, earned praise from critics and comparisons with Television, Blondie, The Pixies, and The Velvet Underground. The band toured the world behind that album, and they've recorded five more records and done a lot more touring since then. Their latest one, Lisbon, has a somewhat lighter feel than their previous efforts, and as WFUV's Alisa Ali found out, the band's also been lightening up their workload, in a way.
You guys have like a group project going on that you were working on a novel?
Yeah, that has been put on the back burner while we work on our records.
So it's just sort of like a constant work in progress. One day.
Yeah, someday.
What are you on, chapter?
We got a fair amount done, I think. Four? Two? Well, the first one's really long if we're on chapter two.
What is it called?
It's called John's Journey.
And what would you, how would you describe what it's about?
Does it have a plot?
Not yet.
It was about a guy. That's all we can say, honestly.
Okay.
There's not much cohesion to the whole thing.
Sounds promising.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It sounds just absolutely riveting.
Songs for this record, like about 30 of them. There's 11 on the record. So what was that paring down process like, and is that something that you really agonize over?
No, it wasn't that hard, actually. I think that a lot of them weren't worth ever releasing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So nobody was like, well, I'm really going to fight for this one particular song.
No, I mean, there's a few that got lost along the wayside that, you know, certain people would have probably like to see go farther, but you know, that's just what happens. It wasn't very much of a fight. I think there's been, in the past, it's been a lot more of a struggle.
What was one of the songs from the record that you all unanimously said this is definitely making it?
Well, we had so many that it wasn't really that much of a fight. We sort of agreed on all of the ones that were on there, actually.
Immediately, like all 11 of these tracks, you were like, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it took a little discussing, but it wasn't, it really wasn't that. We all agreed that those should be the ones that are on it.
There's a girl that you should know. Was mine not so long ago. Had my number and we fell in love. She put me under and I got lost. Lost my nerve and I lost my head. Just about everything I had. Washed out and I went to sea. I couldn't see my hand in front of me. Woe is me.
The Walkmen, live with Woe Is Me and Angela Surf City. The new album is Lisbon, thanks to producer Nora Flaherty. And hear more from The Walkmen at WFUV.org and TheAlternateSide.org.